Hello.
Okay. Give me Emma. Hi guys, my name's Emma.
What's up guys?
Okay. Good, sorry. So today I will be telling you a story about, well, you'll figure out what it's about soon. You have any questions?
Yeah, so why did you decide to tell the story?
Because I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was a very fun night, I would say.
Okay,
so it was sophomore year during the fall, and I had just ended a soccer season, and we got fifth place in state, but that doesn't really matter, so
flex.
Pretty decent. And then there was a, I wonder if they can hear us. Okay, there was a optional like cross-country race, and all my friends run cross-country, so I was like, why, like, I'll run it, like, it'll be fun. So I signed up, and anyone can run it, and it's called Nike Cross Regionals, and it's a race that you can qualify for nationals, which is, like, a huge deal. And so me and then Katie and then someone that doesn't want to be mentioned, and then we all ran it together, the three of us, and it was really fun, but we ran it as like a fun run and didn't really try that hard. So, let's see. Okay, the night before the race, there was a ice cream social taking place at the jump building, and walking in, my first thought was, holy crap, there was a ton of people there. And we got in the line for ice cream and began talking to some random people, asking where they were from, because a bunch of people came in from this race.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing this boy that was really tall with long curly hair and thinking, oh my gosh, he's really attractive. And so we walked up to him and I started talking to him. I was like, where are you guys from? And there's three of them. One's name is Gus, the tall one, and then Andy and IE. And so we went up to talk to them after we got our ice cream and just socialized with them. And they're from Portland. And like automatically we became really good friends with them and like immediately clicked. And then the next day was race day, and so we woke up early that morning and drove a whole 45 minutes to Eagle Island State Park. Mm. And we ran our race and it was really fun. And we met up with Gus and them again, and Andy had a camera and was filming, so he like made a video about it, and it was really fun. And then we got their Snapchats and we were just hanging out with them all day, and we watched them run. And then that night, me, Katie, and then someone who doesn't want to be mentioned, we all had a plan to have a sleepover. And so before that, we had dinner, we went home, and then we showered, and then we got all ready for that night and took a nap. And then we went to Sushi Boats downtown to get something to eat. It was really good. And then we went back to my house and just hung out. And it was really late, so we were pretty tired. But we just like hung out, and we were planning to sneak out and hang out with them that night. And that's where this all started. And so we've never snuck out before, so we were all scared that we were
like
gonna get
nervous,
caught.
Yeah,
yeah, nervous. And my dad always watches TV till like 2 a.m, like downstairs, like just sits there eating chips and watch. I'm like, Dad, go to bed.
So we can sneak out.
Yeah, no, so then we tried, we walked downstairs and he was still there, and then Katie was like, I'm just getting some water, like I just need a glass of water. So that failed. We couldn't just walk out the front door. And then we were planning this for literally 3 hours. We could not figure out how to get out of my house. Like, we were sitting in my room for so long trying to figure it out. But then finally, my bedroom is on like the second floor, so we went out my window onto the roof, which was like really easy. But then we had to jump from like one roof to the other because it was like, I don't know, just how my house is built. And then we had to go down this tree, and it was really hard because you had to like grip it and like slide down. And then I like parked my car far away so they wouldn't hear it. And so me and person that doesn't want to be mentioned got down it fine, and then Katie was still standing up there and she started crying, and because she couldn't get down, we were laughing so hard, we're like, Katie, get down, like it's not that hard. And then finally we got her down, and then we ran to my car and drove off and drove all the way to Mountain Home, where their Airbnb it was and where they were staying. So they snuck out of their house and we picked them up, and then we went to Cooper's like loft, mm-hmm. where like Cooper and Harry and all them were, and we just like hung out there and had a good time. And then we like drove around the city, we walked around downtown because they've never been to Boise before, so we were like showing them around and stuff, and it was so fun. And then at like 5 a.m. we like drove them back to their house, and then we went back to my house and we walked in the front door because my dad finally went to bed. And then we got home at like 6, and then we went to bed and it was a good night. So, yeah.
Wow. That was fun. Fun story.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing it with me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
So, how did it feel to successfully sneak out?
It felt pretty good. Like, I was shaking and I was really nervous, but the fact that I didn't get caught, I was pretty happy. So.